Zahra sat down in her assigned seat next to Maha. "I hope you know I'm the Quran competition winner," Maha said in a loud whisper. "They're giving out the prizes today." "I already know that," Zahra said grumpily, but she didn't look at Maha. She was too embarrassed. Last week, Maha had won first place in the Quran competition, and Zahra didn't win anything. Zahra had worked really hard to memorize everything, but when it was time to recite in front of everyone, she had become so nervous that she forgot everything. "I just wanted to make sure you didn't forget," Maha said in a loud voice. "You know, like you forgot all those verses in the Quran competition." Some children laughed and pointed at Zahra, and she sunk low into her seat. She could not wait until this day was over. The Quran teacher was carrying a large brown box when she walked into the classroom. "Ooh, what's that?" some children called out. "Is that my prize for winning the Quran competition?" Maha said proudly, a huge grin on her face. "Assalamu alaikum, everyone," Sister Adliya said. "Peace be upon you." The children grew quiet in excitement. They could not wait for the teacher to tell them what was in the box. "Wa alaykumu salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh," the children sang out in reply. "And upon you be peace and the mercy of God and his blessings." "As you know, today is the last day of this Quran class, so you will get your rewards and prizes for all your hard work this year," she said. The class cheered. "But before we join everyone at the award ceremony," she said, "I want to give you all one last assignment." "No!" the children protested. "A test?" Maha cried out. "On the last day of class? It's not fair." "It's a fun test," Sister Adliya said cheerfully. "How can a test be fun?" Maha said grumpily and folded her arms in front of her. Sister Adliya set the large box on her desk and smiled at the class. "When I call your name," she said, "come and get your gift." "Ooh, gifts," the students said. "I thought you said it was a test." It is a gift and a test," Sister Adliya said. One by one, Sister Adliya called the students' names and handed them a white box tied in a red ribbon. "Don't open it until I tell you," she said. Each student smiled and looked at his or her gift box. After every student had a gift box, Sister Adliya said, "Like I said, this is your last test for the year." Zahra grew nervous at the idea of taking a test she didn't know anything about, and she could tell the other students felt the same. "But don't worry," Sister Adliya told them. "You'll find all the answers on the whiteboard." Just then, Zahra and the other students looked at the board. On the board were two lists. Zahra immediately recognized the first list as the six pillars of Iman, true faith, and the second list as the five pillars of Islam. "You are allowed to talk and move around as you like," Sister Adliya said. "You can even ask anyone for help if you need it." "Oh, this is going to be easy," Maha said confidently. The other students agreed. "It sure is," they said. "But remember, you don't have a lot of time," Sister Adliya said. "We have to go to the award ceremony soon." "Can we open our gifts now?" some boys and girls said impatiently. Sister Adliya smiled at the class. "I'm going to count down from 10, she said. "And after I get to one, you can open your boxes and start the test." "This sounds like a contest," the boy said in excitement. "Just remember, all the answers are on the board," Sister Adliya said, "and I'm timing you. We have only 15 minutes before we go to the award ceremony." "Okay," the class said in excitement. "We're ready." "Don't open your gift box until we count down to one," Sister Adliya reminded them. "Count with me," she said. Then the class said in unison, 10, 9, 8, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.